Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo!
Welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Jay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Wednesday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks for watching this show and all the shows here on ESPN 1000. And Cap, you know, the great thing about gambling is that it's not necessarily about the day of the game, or it's not necessarily about what you bet on yesterday. It's really about the long-term play, Cap. Very similar to the stock market that you and I play from time to time. You like to have long-form plays where you can look at the NFL season and say, you know what, I think this upcoming season, based on what I've seen, based on the draft and free agency, I believe this team can win the Super Bowl. So you want to get the best odds possible as early as possible.
Whoa.
That's a fine. $5. $5. Yeah, $5.
Sorry about that.
I'll wait for you. I mean, because if it was just, you know, if it was just something, you know, hey, the phone rings, it's fine. No, Cap. You get the whole recap. The whole recap is replaying. Again, you can get that on YouTube. Look for my friend David Kaplan on YouTube. You can take your $5 out of that, by the way, since thanks. You gave me a $10. Yeah, thank whole $5 for the
thank
recap.
You. Thank you. So
something like a long-term play, right? Just like the mm-hmm. stock market, I was saying.
Right. So last night, I am looking through different things, and I'm reading about the draft because it's got to be prepped for next week. And I'm looking, I'm like, boy, it's the Lions team, man. Yeah. They got five big-time prospects on the offensive line. I wish our offensive line was, as you call it, an iron gate like that one.
Yeah.
The quarterback, I don't know, but he had a really good season. And they go get David Montgomery, and they're picking 6 and 18, and they've got Aiden Hutchinson and all these beasts. Boy, that team's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to win the division. I think they can make a run in the NFC.
Hmm.
And then Shea tells me, yeah, actually, Lion fans are paying attention.
Yes, they're listening because you are the one that continues to talk about the Detroit Lions. And, of course, it is a terrific story. But now, Cap, because you just continue to talk about the Lions, now you're part of a Lions hype video.
And the people out there that were picking the Bears to win and the people that thought this game's going to be tight, are you people out of your mind? Did you watch them get the ever-living
The Bears are a 3-12 team.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That was from this past season they clipped that after the Lions drilled us in Detroit.
Now, just a second here. It's one thing to say, hey, the Bears are underachieving. Hey, the Bears need to do better. But anytime that you are exalting the other team, the Detroit Lions, and they say, you know what? Even the guys in Chicago know that we're great. Hey, we'll put them in our hype video. Now you've done it, Cap. Now you've done it. It would be the equivalent of you taking a look at a team in the National League Central. You wouldn't say this for the Cardinals, but you would give the Brewers credit if they were on the way.
I would.
Wow, look at this Brewers team. I'm just telling you, Council. I mean, he's a smart guy. I'm just telling you. And then all of a sudden, you're part of the Cheddar Curtain now. Now you're part of the Brewers. You don't want that out there.
No.
Cap, it's one thing to have a long-term play and say, you know what? I feel good about the Lions. As a matter of fact, I think they can win the NFC. Or your Jets pick, too. No one's pushing more for Aaron Rodgers to get to the Jets than my partner because he's got that ticket burning in his pocket. Because he has the Jets being able to get to the AFC championship and winning it. So, of course, just so the audience knows, anytime that my guy here to my right is saying great things about Aaron Rodgers, I'd love to have dinner with him. I'm just telling you, he seems like a smart, erudite guy. You know, when you get that going, right? That means that he's got a ticket in his pocket. Come on, Jets. It helps the parlay. Lions. I'm just telling you, that Dan Campbell, he's better than you think. His team's better than you think. Come on, Lions. Help me. Early retirement. Take that. That's all it is. That's all it is. There's no real investment there. Is there analysis? Yes. But the investment, that's the key.
The ticket.
Absolutely the ticket. Absolutely. But now you've talked your way into it. It's one thing for Daniel Greenberg to have his hands ready on the keyboard waiting for you to say something. So David Kaplan says his bathroom was solid this morning. I mean, he's waiting for you to put that out there. He's waiting, Cap. But the Lions? Now you've done it. You got any Honolulu blue shirts in the closet that you like to bring out?
No.
They're going to be sending you some. Because now you're part of the Lions faithful. You're in the circle now. And again, it's not necessarily based on Cap being a Lions fan. He's far from that. Absolutely not. He is a Bears fan true and true. However, when you get into the Lions circle in the Lions den, put your paw in there. This is for Cap. There you go. Dan Campbell says, before we go, we're gonna give our guy David Kaplan some props from Chicago. He loved us. Put your paw in there. 1, 2, 3. That's what's happening now in Lions camp. Because of you. Now you've done it, Cap.
Now he is a guy I want to have dinner with. I am. I am going to find a way to break bread. Chicago cut, me and Dan Campbell.
Okay, so you just want more smoke. You want more acclaim around the Lions fans. Now they've added something else to the mix.
No.
That'll be in the clip too next.
So I've made a vow to myself.
Now you've done it.
That I'm going to try and have dinner with people who I think are really interesting. Dan Campbell's on that list. I think that guy's super interesting.
Jay Moore.
Cap shooting for the Ring of Honor. In Detroit.
Hashtag One Pride. He's going to get a tattoo.
right there at the fourth field. David Kaplan. Thank you. Super
what is
fan.
That on your back? It's an enormous Honolulu Blue Lion.
Roar! Put your paw in there. Now you've done it.
I mean, the whiplash I got yesterday when I was on Twitter and I see this Lions fan put out, Bears fans, the Lions own the Bears and the NFC North with a video. And the first voice on the video is David Kaplan. What's happening?
You.
How has this happened?
Now you put yourself in a fine mess. Now what do you do? You're in the Lions hype video? You! Mr. Bear! Cap, explain it! Why?
I didn't make the video.
Yeah, but you say nice things about the Lions all the time.
Because they're good.
I understand that.
I say nice things about the Chiefs, too. They're good.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have a ticket on them.
There's no value there.
There's no ticket there.
And the people out there that were picking the Bears to win and the people that thought, this game's going to be tight. Are you people out of your mind? Did you watch them get the ever-living shit beat?
Bears are a 3-12 team.
Wow.
That was the recap after the Lions eviscerated us in Detroit.
So a Godfather in that, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did.
You gave the Lions an offer you can't refuse. Look what you've done.
So good.
So now you're going to stick with that, right? Is this going to be part of our analysis when we get to the season? Will this be the analysis of you talking about the Bears and then we have to split our time between the Bears and Lions?
No.
Every Bears Monday?
No.
to keep track of what's happening with your other team?
Correct.
My God, man. My God. I just want everyone to know, my friend is not a Lions fan. I think I should support you in this, right?
Yes.
You're not a Lions fan, but the man has a burning ticket in his pocket. He believes they can win the NFC.
What was the score when the Bears went up to Detroit?
The final?
It was not close, correct? It was 31-30 here.
41-10.
If Yeah. And I remember, I'm looking at the line was not big, and I'm like, this is like free money they're giving out here. Are you kidding me? Bears are horrible. And a buddy of mine said, it's a trap line. You got to bet the Bears. I'm like, trap line? Are you kidding? Yeah. So I did that recap. Mm-hmm. I think the lake was behind me, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I was up in Wisconsin.
So there you have it. So I just want to, because people will hear what they want to hear, but I think we should just set the record. You are not a Lions fan.
Correct.
But that
is taken out of context to use in their hype video.
Oh, is that out of context? How about that, Shay? It's out of context.
He's pumping their tires. It is what it is. Cap, I actually have an offer for you. If your Super Bowl matchup ticket, Lions-Jets, hits, and that's Super Bowl, what is it, 58 now? That's the Super Bowl 58 matchup. We get to February and it's Lions Jets. Will you tattoo the ticket on your body for me?
No, because it doesn't pay enough. It's I bet $100 on that matchup. I think it pays $12,000.
That's pretty good money.
Yeah, not tattoo money. Now I bet what's called championship parlays.
Yes,
I always bet a bunch of them, and so the one that has the lion in it or the jet, I had. At 14-1, Connecticut to win the men's basketball. Click.
Yep.
Done. I have the Bucks to win the NBA.
Very likely.
The Carolina Hurricanes, they're banged up, but they're good, to win the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
The Padre to win the Major League Baseball World Series.
This year. Okay.
They get Tatis back today, I think. Today or tomorrow. And the Jet to win the Super Bowl. If that hits, it will be my last day on the air.
No, you'll be back. You got to rub it in our faces.
A little bit.
Oh, no, it's no question. You'll be back at least for that.
That one pays, you can't imagine.
And I'll say this again, and I'm pretty steadfast in this belief, that if that does cash, we still will be working together. You're not going anywhere.
I might be remote.
That's fine. But at least you'll be on the show, though. As I hear the crashing waves behind you, it's all right. You'll still be on the show. You can't leave.
No.
You can't leave. I mean, you'll be a rich man. But, of course, you can't just be satisfied, Cap. You'd win that money, and again, you turn over like Mattress Mac from Houston and then bet the whole 9-3 on a fight or something and try to double your money. Because you get
the whole thing.
No, seriously, that's what Mac does, right?
What is this, Uncut Gems? He's Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. Let me get the whole $9.3 million. I want Garnett points. I want Garnett rebounds.
Cap does not like Uncut Gems because it hits home too hard for him. He did not like it because it's a little bit too close to home.
Can you imagine?
A little bit too on the nose.
Coming home, Mindy, we hit it. I doubled down. We have the Cubs this afternoon.
The whole shebang on the Cub today. That's the problem. I think, but my partner is smart enough to know to be able to keep that money.
Yes.
And put it in the Cayman Islands.
Yes.
That's exactly what he would do.
It would be offshore.
But unlike Mattress Mac, he would just, $9.3 million? Let's double down. I like the Astros, minus 120.
Right.
What?
Any nerves setting in about the Bucks, Kaplan? Down in the series already, and Giannis not going to go tonight, it sounds like?
We're good.
Could be down 0-2, first round.
We're good.
Confident.
I believe in the ownership group. We're good.
Oh, you do? It's good to know one of the owners of the Bucks to be able to feel that way.
Correct.
I see.
Yep, it's be our boss.
No question.
1-2-3 Cancun.
Yes. Oh, good to hear from the Bulls. By the way, nice to see the United Center, by the way, dark for another spring. Thanks so much for that.
Did you hear what Pat Beverly said yesterday? Not to get off. He'd like to stay with the Bulls. He wants $15 million a year. $15 million a year? He scored zero the other night.
Yeah. Who does this guy think he is, Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah. Not happening, Pat. Love you. Not happening.
Not at your price, but if he wants to come back, I have no problem with that. But not at his price.
$15 million.
Cap, did you know that prominent voices are implying that the Bears still need a quarterback?
Yeah, that was the other thing that I saw. Shay sends the hype video from the Lions people. And then I see this stuff. I'm like, I sent you guys this chart. You have audio from another prominent former NFL GM. Oh, boy.
So we will get into that coming up next. If you're a Justin Fields fan, stay by your listening device. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Hope that you're going to have a great Wednesday morning. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Every day, how many people in the 3 hours of our show go by our window right here on the sidewalk? 500?
Probably.
1,000?
300, maybe.
Okay, how many of them with these enormous freaking backpacks on ever use all the crap they stick in their backpack? How many people, be honest with yourselves now, in your car or on the train or walking to work, you got this big backpack and half the junk in there you never use. But you keep dragging the same stupid backpack. That was me.
Yes.
You see what I walked in with today? I got it all down to one iPad. Everything's digital. That's it.
Yes.
All the other junk, chargers and battery packs and this and that. Nope. Simplify your life, folks. Truly look in that backpack or that purse and go, some of the purses I see, my wife's one of them. You could go on a 9-day excursion backpacking Mount Kilimanjaro with the thing.
Well, those coach purses are expensive, pal. And by the way, women have big purses. My wife is one of them. Peacock has always had. I think she's gotten better with it over the years, but she's always had a large purse because you never know when I need chapstick or when we go someplace. Hey, take my keys. There you go.
Well, some hot sauce.
Yes,
you gotta have some hot sauce there, babe.
Gotta have that going. So, no, I understand. Simplify your life. I totally understand that, Cap, but you know, when you need something in that big purse, usually your wife has it ready for you.
I just saw a guy go by, and I'm telling you, he's going to need back surgery within a week. He was struggling. That thing was so big.
We also have lawyers that walk by with these big file folders that put in their bag, too.
Yeah.
You never know when they need something in that file folder. I get what you're saying, but again, understand what we do and what they do. Difference.
We're blessed.
Yeah, we're blessed and they're working. That's the difference. I mean, whatever's in that bag, they got to use, I would say, at least 70% of it.
Yeah, I see these people with these bags, and I'm like, I was one of you. You're not going to even open that thing. You're going to set it next to your desk, put your coffee down, turn your computer on, and never go in there.
You know, he's actually right, because I take my laptop around with me in my backpack every day, and I can't tell you the last time I took it out of there.
My point.
Just think, you know, this also, we have to look in perspective. The perspective is that some of the people that we see are coming off the train, and they need these extra things. We drive in. Mm-hmm. So whatever we're leaving behind, it's in the car. Maybe.
Yeah.
So I understand. So here's what I have always told you, Cap, when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. No one can redefine sports for me. No one can redefine it for me. I know what sports is. As a sports fan, what do I want? I want my team to be in the playoffs.
Yep.
I want my team to be able to win a championship.
And to try.
Yeah, and try. And because, I don't know, I'm from Chicago. In a major market, I expect the best, or at least try to reach to be the best team in our city. And so when I hear from Michael Lombardi and others to talk about the quarterback position, you can't redefine what this past season was for the Chicago Bears. So Michael Lombardi puts this out there, and again, Michael Lombardi has his own show on Marquee. He was a longtime GM in the league. He has a podcast, a very popular podcast called The GM Shuffle. And Lombardi compares two 24-year-old quarterbacks. One of them is the Texans' Davis Mills.
Yep.
I don't know why he put David there, but Davis Mills.
Yep.
28 games, 26 starts, 5,782 yards, 33 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. His team, 5-19-1 in his starts. Justin Fields, 27 games, 25 starts, 4,112 yards, 24 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. His team, 5-20. Here's the coup de grace. Lombardi says one team needs a quarterback, one claims they don't. So what he's saying is that Davis Mills' numbers were more impressive than Justin Fields. And pretty much trying to kind of jab the Bears in the ribs by saying one team needs a quarterback and one claims they don't.
Correct. And we have...
So what's he saying there? What's he trying to say?
Well, Snorling and I were just talking before the show about, Shay, enlighten everyone with the conversation around what he said about Ryan Pace basically going into a room, passing gas, walking out, and that was Justin Fields.
He said that Pace crop dusted on his way out,
right,
leaving you Fields.
Leaving you Fields.
Like a dog turd or something.
He does not believe in him and never has at any point, which lines up with said NFL coach with me at the blackjack table going, yeah, no, can't win with him. What? Can't process in the pocket. That's what he told me.
Now, what about Warren Sharp?
Warren Sharp is a very, very good follow on Twitter. He does deep dives analytically, a lot of stat-based stuff on the NFL. So I sent you guys the chart that Warren Sharp put out yesterday, and the chart is very, very concerning. It's called quarterback efficiency in likely passing situations. First 2 years in the NFL, but a minimum of 20 starts, not like two games.
Sure.
49 guys. Shay, this is from 2000, right? 2000 to 2022?
It's a minimum 20 starts quarterbacks drafted since the year 2000.
Okay. So
in their first two seasons.
49 quarterbacks that qualify, from Justin Herbert to Matt Ryan to Russell Wilson. Number one is Justin Herbert. He is the best at it. Matt Ryan is second. Russell Wilson third. Lamar Jackson fourth. Jay Cutler. His first 2 years at Denver is fifth. Number 24 is Mitchell Trubisky, Chicago. 49th, dead last, Justin Fields. Dead last! It's a little concerning combined with Lombardi.
It is not concerning. And the reason why it's not concerning is because he didn't have anyone to work with. Hello? Did anyone see the season last year? This is what I'm talking about by trying to redefine what the Bears were last year. We stood here and we talked and we talked and we talked ad nauseum about the Bears not having enough talent around Justin Fields. Fields learning on the job. The OC learning on the job. The head coach learning on the job. The GM learning on the job. It was designed to suck. Hello?
Okay.
So but again, wait. The numbers are what they are because of what he had to deal with. Did you expect Justin Fields to turn water into wine last year with that group?
Then how's Davis Mills ahead of him?
I'm telling you, well,
you know what? That team was designed to lose.
No, yeah, but that team had more talent than the Bears did. How about that? They did. It is more weapons. Davis Mills is just a young quarterback. We know what Justin Fields and the Bears are. So why is this some kind of mystery? Those numbers are going to look putrid, especially based on him having to deal with St. Brown and Pettis as go-to guys, especially when Mooney went down. What a rickety offensive line? What do you think the Bears were going to look like last year? So people can redefine sports all they want for me, but I'm not having it because we know what the season is. Why do you think we're in this position now at the number 9 pick in the draft? Why are they picking the top 10? Because it was designed that way. It was going to be failure anyway, based on the roster composition.
Don't disagree with you, but there's some names on here that were in equally awful situations that are markedly higher on this list than Justin.
I'm not looking
I was surprised he was dead last.
Cap, I'm not looking at the one loss record for a team that was supposed to tank. I'm just not. I'm not doing it. This is what it was designed to be. If nothing else, Ryan Poles pretty much told us that in Indianapolis, to our faces. We're going to build this thing the right way, meaning that we're going to put him in a very, very tricky spot. Hopefully he can stay healthy, which he was not, because he got beat around because of a bad offensive line and weapons that couldn't get open, and he's running for his life. That's because it was set up that way. So I'm not going to have Mike Lombardi or someone else telling me, well, you know, one team claims that they have a quarterback. Well, look. Look at what he had to deal with. And all the teams, and the Bears were the very worst. But the Texans were right there in the team photo, but there was more for Davis Mills to work with than Justin Fields. It's true.
Don't disagree with anything you're saying. I don't. That said, if you put the tape on, which you have, which I have, I listen to Waddle talk about it all the time. There's some concerning moments where guys are open and he doesn't deliver the football.
Yeah, that happens with a young quarterback.
And now, is it PTSD? It might be.
Yeah, it happens with a young quarterback, though. I mean, everybody doesn't get it as soon as they put the cleats on. The learning curve is different for everybody. It's not the same.
Okay, let me ask you a question then.
You know, but I don't know why you're not. This is the case. Everybody does not have the same learning curve as others in the NFL.
Agreed. So the question is for everybody out there, why do you, I'll tell you why I believe in him, why do you believe Justin Fields is the guy? Our guy Bob and LaGrange thinks he's ready to go to the Hall of Fame tonight.
That's too far.
Right.
Way too far.
So when you're in your cargo, we got our quarterback. Why do you think that? Because prominent voices, NFL coach sitting next to me, Warren Sharp, Mike Lombardi, who you can say what you want about Mike. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
Guy was a GM. He worked in the league for a long time. He's got some depth of knowledge. Why are all these people down on Justin?
So all these big football voices still think that Fields isn't good enough for the Bears. So why are they wrong? Answer our question. Why are they wrong about Justin Fields? We'll ask that question as you go to work. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. What do you think of what they say about the Bears? And why are they wrong about Justin Fields? Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 FM, HD2.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox split a doubleheader yesterday with the Phillies. They won the nightcap 3-0, taking a combined no-hitter into the eighth before Aaron Bummer allowed the hit with nobody out in the eighth. The Sox wrap up their series against Philadelphia right here on ESPN 1000. 12:30 pregame as Mike Clevenger will take the bump for the Sox and a 1-10 first pitch right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs won their third straight yesterday 4-0 over the Oakland Athletics to improve to 10-6 on the season. That wraps up today at 2:37 before the Cubs return to Wrigley Field with a four-game set against the Dodgers. Draymond Green was issued a one-game suspension for stomping on Sabonis in Game 2 of the Warriors series against the Kings. Giannis Antetokounmpo is listed as doubtful for Milwaukee's game tonight in their game against the Miami Heat. The Bucks look to even the series at 1. Jay Moore.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. They've beaten the traffic commute, so you don't have to. So take your time and get some good with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. And the ESPN Chicago app, we got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. As we talk to you about the Bears, some of these big football voices still think that Fields isn't good enough for the Bears. Why are they wrong? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. All I'm saying is that now with some weapons, you should see the offense getting better. I'm not saying that they're going to the Super Bowl, but the idea that you look at last year and say, nope, that's it. That's all. That's who Justin Fields is. Good so long, everybody. That's BS. I'm not. That's for any young quarterback. If anybody is on young players all the time, it is David Kaplan saying that you got to give young players a chance to develop. What do we say about Lauri Markkanen?
Let him develop. Seasoning. Nope. Pat Williams. Get him out of here. No. He's 21. Please, stop.
You know, I understand.
Same with Justin.
I get it's the NFL, and I know everyone talks about it every day, that you know whatever you see last year is exactly what it is, and that's just not true, especially with young players. Now, if you saw last year, what was he supposed to do with that group? What was he supposed to do with that team? He's going to make Velus Jones an all-pro? Was he going to be able to make St. Brown and Pettis and those guys be able to be, and Smith Marset, difference makers? No. They might be veterans, but you wouldn't even put them on your fantasy team. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. New Lennox. Paul's on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Sparky? Hoodie.
What?
I said, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I agree with what he says about Fields not having the weapons last year. But what concerns me is he had guys open, and he missed them. He didn't even see them. There's plays there where the guy's running up the seam, wide open, doesn't go to him. So that's what's concerning me. You know, the weapons are one thing, but when the weapons are open, he didn't find them.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's every game in the National Football League, not just the Bears. That's every game where a quarterback sees supposed to go to a certain direction, he goes another direction, it's incomplete. So if you're saying that's just Justin Fields and you're not watching the entire National Football League, it happens all the time. Well, and that these are what experienced veteran quarterbacks as well. 312-332-3776.
But he is valid that if you go back to NFL Game Pass and you put on the tape, there are times we talked about the 2x2 that there's two receivers, you got two defensive backs, are they up pressed, are they sitting back? There's a 10-yard throw right there, and he doesn't pull the trigger. I don't know if he got gun-shy because he was getting a crap beaten out of him, or he didn't trust the throw. I don't know what the answer is. So now that he's got DJ Moore, hopefully a healthy Mooney, hopefully the offensive line plays better, we'll see. But there are some throws that are concerning.
There's no doubt, Cap, but again, he's not going to be the genuine article right away being the starter for the Chicago Bears. He's just not. I get that. I mean, you might see some glimpses, and we did see some glimpses of his, what he could be. But the whole thing is that I'm willing to wait, especially when a team was trying to tank last year.
How long are you waiting?
I'm willing to wait. It's going to, a quarterback cannot develop overnight.
So if he goes out this year and
there's going to be incremental success.
And he's okay.
Yeah.
And next year, you're like, whether Carolina was bad or the Bears' record wasn't what we hoped it would be. And you're like, wow, they've got a shot here at Drake May of North Carolina or Caleb Williams of USC. Like, are you looking at a quarterback next year in the draft?
You always look at a quarterback in the draft. You always do, Ron right. Wolf. They always do.
And they evaluated all of them this year, did not believe that Bryce Young, who's going, looks like number one, was a better option than running it back with Justin.
No, I mean, hey, that's fine. But all I'm saying is that if everyone looks at the tape last year and think, you know what, I don't know why he couldn't make St. Brown and Pettis and Smith-Marset better. I don't know what you're smoking. Because there's no quarterback in the league that says, hey, I'm going to throw this right to you. Don't get intercepted. And it happened last year. So all of it was by design. All I know is that I expect for the team to be better next year, this upcoming season. How much better? We'll see. That's based on the personnel. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. The Dan Ryan. Brian is on ESPN 1000. All right, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Quick question. I was just wondering your thought on what Schefter said, that Houston is not going to take a quarterback at two, and if that affects how the Bears draft next Thursday.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it could affect them in this way. If they take, some are speculating Tyree Wilson out of Texas Tech, others are saying Will Anderson out of Alabama, maybe it's Jalen Carter. If they take one of them that pushes quarterbacks, other than the first pick, down the board, it makes the possibility of trading your pick, because maybe there's a QB available at nine, more likely. Doesn't mean it happens. It means it's more likely.
It's true. Again, Houston could do what they want to do business-wise. I just think that they are in need of a quarterback. And maybe based on our conversation with Albert Breer, just no one is really knocked out by this quarterback class.
Right. So if you're D'Amico Ryans,
yeah,
and he and Nick Caserio seem to be in lockstep, yeah, it's an okay class. Maybe they'll work. Maybe they won't. We're taking the guy we believe has Hall of Fame talent, whether that's the two guys I just mentioned, Jalen Carter. Maybe there's somebody else.
So
that gives the Bears more options at nine.
So more of your phone calls coming up. Why are Mike Lombardi and Warren Sharp wrong about Justin Fields? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Don't forget, Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
The Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. We got Around the NFL. Also, Connor McKnight on the White Sox as the White Sox look to win a series starting here today. And we're talking to you about the Bears. Again, we talked about Mike Lombardi and Warren Sharp. The Lombardi thing was a tweet that we read earlier where he's comparing the numbers of Davis Mills of Houston and Justin Fields and saying, well, one team claims they need a quarterback. The other one says they're fine. Well, again, when I take a look at it, from my standpoint, Cap, it's about this. It's about watching a young quarterback develop. And if I'm wrong, I'm here every morning. I'm not hard to find. Okay, but the idea that I'm going to just throw and set aside Justin Fields based on that season, that tanking season, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If that was the case, a lot of young quarterbacks would just be set aside. Oh, that Joe Burrow, that's not going to work. Absolutely not. Hey, man, he's been in the Super Bowl, and his arrow's pointing up. It's Justin Herbert, just garbage. Well, wait a minute. Trevor Lawrence, that's never going to work. Wait a minute. You give young quarterbacks the benefit of the doubt because you wait for the development. See, I understand it's 2023. You got to know yesterday. Got to know now whether or not Justin Fields is good or not. I'm not playing that game. Sorry. I live every day to watch the Chicago Bears get better or our teams get better. I'm not going to just say, I know, you got to have the hot take now, Cap. Justin Fields, is he the guy? Yes, maybe, no. Justin Fields Super Bowl? Yes, maybe, no. Screw that. I'm going to watch week in and week out, season in and season out, and watch this young man develop. And if he does not, we'll be here to say that he did not. But I'm not saying it now, in April.
Correct. But my question is, are there things he does that concern people? Because everyone can say bad off. I told you, I said that to the NFL coach. I'm sitting next to the blackjack. I'm like, what do you mean he's not good enough? He can't process in the pocket. I said, bad offensive line, awful wide receiver room. He said, you can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. He said he tucks the ball too quick and runs, and he has open receivers, and he's afraid to throw it in there, or he doesn't.
That doesn't get better? I mean,
that's what I said to him. He said he's got 1 year. He said if he does not take market improvement this season – he said, dude, they're not going to pay him $250 million. They're going to go get a new quarterback.
They have every right to do that, but I'd like to see the body of work first before we start throwing him to the side in a tank season.
Agreed.
And so, you know, listen, Lombardi has seen a lot of talent around the National Football League, but if he thinks that this is who Justin Fields is based on last year where he's running for his life, running for yardage, looking like Lamar Jackson, then that's a problem. The Bears are supplying him with talent around him, and that's the right thing to do. So now we'll see what he looks like. But I'm not saying that he's a bust or not saying that he can't get the job done. We've been looking for a franchise cornerstone quarterback around here for a long time. Why can't we support this guy? So we're just asking the question from Lombardi and Sharp's standpoint, why are they wrong about Justin Fields? As we go to DeKalb, here's John on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, John.
Johnny!
Hey, good morning! So I'm here. I want to defend Justin Fields. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have even won one game. We would be in the 0-4 whatever category with the Lions and the Browns. He got us in almost every game. How many games were we in the game in the fourth quarter? We have muff punts. We have fumbled receivers.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Valid point that they would have zero wins without what he did. What does he show you that gives you hope that he is the guy going forward? Because there are prominent voices in the NFL, not one, not two, many, that do not think he processes well enough in the pocket that he is the long-term answer. I like him. I watched him at Ohio State and loved his ability to throw the football. I didn't think he was a running quarterback at Ohio State. He had great players around him.
No, he wasn't and didn't have to do that.
Correct. He stood there and made big-time throws, and he's a tough kid, and he's a great leader. You could say we won three games because of him. What do you hang your hat on as a fan and as an analyst that you go, that's my guy?
And that's exactly my point right there. He had nobody except for himself. So he thought, I could throw it 10 yards to my receiver who, A, will either drop it or, B, will run 5 yards and fumble it, or I could scramble and try to get a 60-yard touchdown. because I know I can do that. I trust myself more than I trust the rest of my team, which is sad, and hopefully that changes. Even his best receiver dropped a touchdown pass to win the game. So how can he trust the people around him when supposedly his number one receiver let him down also?
And again, Justin Fields is not perfect, as we well know. You saw the one loss record. But at the same time, it's not just on offense. It's defense, too. One of the worst defenses of my lifetime, watching the Chicago Bears last year. Ugh. So all-encompassing, it all has to be better this upcoming season. Again, they want to build this thing the right way. They are doing it because they tanked their way to the number one pick, and now they're going to have number nine as sit here today. I think that's the right thing to do, but I'm just not going to look at a young quarterback and say, you know what, this is who he is, so he's not going to get better. Yeah, of course, there's nothing wrong with the critique, Cap. There's nothing wrong with it. But people want to be able to just dig their heels and say, yep, that's who he is. I'm not doing that. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In Morgan Park, here's Tay on ESPN 1000. All right, Tay.
What's up, fellas?
Sup?
So.
What's cracking?
Mike Lombardi. Let me give you a few names. Him as a GM, first round. Barkevious Mingo, Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel, and some other no-name guys. So if I'm going to take anybody's opinion, it won't be from him. He hasn't shown the ability as a GM to select talent. Namely, in 2014, his first two picks were Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. Neither were on the team after the third year. So I can't take his analysis or opinion seriously because he hasn't done it at a high level. I mean, he's been executive, but him making the picks and evaluating talent, I can't see it. Valid coming from him. Just my opinion.
Tay, we appreciate the phone call. Frankie in Blue Island on ESPN 1000. All right, Frank.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm just calling in because I woke up fired up today, and I'm thinking that, you know, every time they talk about Fields, they're focused on what he does wrong, and nobody ever wants to focus on the good things that he's actually doing for Chicago.
Well, here's one thing I will say, that if Fields was so bad, or if they felt that Fields was no good, we would have saw Trevor Siemian much sooner. And could you imagine if Siemian was the starter the entire time? You'd probably get the same results based on, the roster and lack of weapons.
Right. I mean, Tom Brady makes you and I look like decent receivers. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
That's a one in a million.
So, I mean, so he says... We're talking about the things that Fields does well. Well, of course, he had to run with the football because he had no other choice. He had the field vision to be able to get down the field, 2,242 yards, 192 for 318, completion percentage of 60.4. He was sacked 55 times. Hard for you to be able to stay in the pocket and be able to connect to receivers when you're running for your life all the time. Now, again, 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. You're hoping that that gets way better next season, Cap. That's what you're looking for. But this is based on having viable guys, difference-making guys on the offensive line to give him time, for him to have time to be able to go down the field, because it is true. Think about last year. In a tight spot, when the defense keyed in on Fields and he couldn't run around the field, when he had to sit back and throw in the pocket, it was difficult. Absolutely. We saw that last year.
Yes, 100%. I want to see him with talent around him. That's why I'm hoping they address right tackle in the draft.
Yeah.
And let's see. You got decent offensive line, run the football a little bit, and you got better receivers. If you still struggle, then the question's been answered.
He has to make it difficult for the Bears, Justin Fields.
Right.
Make it as far as his next contract. Do you see my numbers? You see the results? You're going to have to pay through the nose for me.
Correct.
But that's on him and the offense and for the team to get him there. And also, we speculated on this too, Cap, a few months ago, whether or not is Justin Fields the guy. Does Ryan Poles feel strongly about Justin Fields? Well, more and more we get evidence that Ryan Poles feels strongly about Justin Fields being the quarterback moving forward. Is that not true?
100%. And the fact that he had the number one pick and went, nah, there's nobody in this draft better than the guy I have. Now, is that a show of support for Justin or a shot at the four dudes who are probably going in the top 10?
Yeah.
Combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. Especially, and heavy on the latter, too, by the way.
Right.
we read and we hear from Albert Breer and hear from Shea Norling, hear from Jonathan Hood when we say we watch a ton of college football. Nobody stands out and you feel like, oh my God, wait until you see him on Sundays at the quarterback position. None of them. And again, you look for that difference-making quarterback. Now, here's the thing. We might say in a couple of years, boy, you know, remember that draft from a few years ago? Boy, it looks like those quarterbacks developed. We just didn't see it coming out of the draft. Absolutely not.
Okay, so if Trevor Lawrence was in this draft, are you taking him over Justin?
I would, yes.
Same here.
How about if Caleb Williams was in this draft? You taking
Drake
him?
May, yes.
Sure. Younger asset.
Right, it resets the clock, no question about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Hoodie says, there's no guy this year that pops that it's like, I can't wait to see this guy on Sunday. Caleb Williams and Drake May, I can't wait to see on Sunday. And honestly, maybe even more so Drake May, because it really stands out when you do it at North Carolina where you have nothing.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Coming out of the booth from ESPN, coming down for one more run. Old timer, white hair.
That's it.
My guy. Going for one more run. Shot or no shots coming up in 2 minutes right here on ESPN 1000.